Good morning. We would like to welcome everyone this morning to a special meeting of this Mesa City Council and call that to order. Councilmember Summers is not here, but will he be calling during each session, or is he on the phone now? Councilmember Summers, you on the phone?
I'm on the phone now.
Okay, great. Good. The reason for this special council meeting is the appointment of a council member to replace Councilmember Higgins in District 5. And what I would suggest is that we enter into an executive session right now. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are now moving to executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Councilmember Summers, you back on the phone?
I am. Good. I made it back.
Okay. Thank you very much for your patience. I just want to say something. This is this has been both an extremely rewarding and a very, very frustrating process, I think, for all of us. Rewarding in the fact that I couldn't believe when we had 21 people apply. And actually, it was a challenge to narrow those from 17, since four of them weren't actually in the district, but from 17 down to the four that we ended up interviewing. And I appreciate the four. For the interview process, I thought it went very well last week, and that was because of you, the participation and the answers you gave. It's frustrating in the sense that we don't have one single person who absolutely ran away from the pack, because all four of you were incredible, and that's not just nice talk. I mean, I think if you look at the resumes, if you look at the people, and while I know few of you more than I know others, I think all of us were, as we discussed this, we're talking about how challenging the decision is, because we literally could have gone in any direction, and I think felt comfortable with it. Unfortunately, we only have one seat. I wish we had four, but we don't. We only have one seat. And so, into that decision, I think arises many factors, and we could sit here and go back and forth all day and do a big circle, because I could argue very, very well for any four of you, and I think most of the members of the council could argue for any one of you. But we have to make a decision, and so we've talked about it, and we'll talk about it here in this open meeting, right now, I'll entertain a motion from the Vice Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Mr. David Luna to the Council for District 5 area.
Thank you. We have a motion. Do I have a second? I have a second from Councilmember Glover. Any discussion? Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Well, what I wanted to do was to redistrict District 5 into four portions and to appoint all four, but for some reason the city attorney said that wasn't on our agenda today. So it was it really showed the difficulty with the stellar group of candidates that we have, and it truly was a remarkable group, and any one of the four of you would do amazing work because of the amazing work you've done in your careers and in the community. And I know all four of you, some better than others. I support the recommendation 100%. Welcome to the fun world of having patience, a sense of humor, and a thick skin. But I know that you've got great interpersonal skills in terms of working with others on the boards, working with members of the community, that like all the rest of you, you don't shy away from controversy or difficult issues, because we do have an array of work that we do. And the residents of the community recognized you as the one of the reigning citizens of the year, I guess. It's like Miss Universe, and in terms of the talent and skills and service you brought to the community. So I'm honored to support the motion.
Okay. Any other comments? Vice Mayor.
Sure.
just an amazing group of people, starting at the 17 and working through the system. I'm just wringing my hands over what's the right decision to make, and looking back at the histories of each of the individuals and how much work they've done, and ending up with these fine four people to be able to do this. What, just so you know where I was coming from, I had a long history with Mr. Luna when I first left the city as a fire captain and wanted to have some community involvement. I served on the Human Relations Advisory Board with Mr. Luna, and that was a very controversial time. Lots of trouble, lots of things to deal with, and we really hashed out through difficult issues, and I learned to have an appreciation with Mr. Luna about being able to have diverse opinions and spirited discussion, and being able to leave at the end and realize that we're all just trying to make the right decision and keeping that continuity. So that's what I was able to kind of refer to, and that's where I came from with my decision and that long history. So again, thank you so much to the others, and just top-notch individuals, and we're sitting, you know, we'll never be able to tell you how we went through all this, but going, wow, amazing folks, each one of them, what do we do? So thanks so much.
Thank you. Councilman Glover.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to echo the comments of my colleagues. It was a very difficult process to try to whittle down the list. And in your cases, you've been serving the community for decades, in some cases longer than I've even been alive. And it's an impressive resume that you guys have.
Which, don't take that as a compliment. That's really not that long.
Can we have that one stricken from the record?
But the work that you've accomplished in the community has been something that we can take great pride in. And I know that each and every one of you will still do that work in the community. That's why you're so great in on great assets to our community. But I want to welcome David to the council. I think you'll be a wonderful addition, and that you'll be able to represent the district, and you'll be able to do that outreach to the community as well. So thank you all again.
Okay. Any other comments?
Mayor?
Yeah.
If I may.
Councilman Summers.
I would just ask one favor of the four candidates who are sitting there before you, and that is, I would like to see all of them run for that seat in District 5 in the coming year, because I think I would like the voters of District 5 to have the difficult choice that we just had to make over the past few weeks, and it's a gut-wrenching choice. David, I think you're going to do a fantastic job. This council can do no better than to appoint the person who was made Citizen of the Year in Mesa. And if the citizens of Mesa feel that you are one of their two top citizens this year, how could we do any better? So congratulations.
Thank you. Okay. Once again, thank you so much. To those other three, be expecting a phone call in about 6 months from David Luna, who says, why in the heck didn't you beat me? No, we'll do well. And I know that the other three and all the other applicants are going to stay involved in the city. We're going to find places to keep you real busy, we hope, because you have a lot to offer, and there's many ways to serve in this community. So I understand your disappointment, but I hope that you are still excited about Mesa. I know you are, because I know you well enough to know that you're still excited about Mesa, and you'll do whatever you can to continue to make this city great. All right, so any other discussion? Great thing. We have a motion and a second on the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Now entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion from Councilman Cavanaugh, second from Councilman Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.